Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's head to the phone line right now and catch up with the editor-in-chief of PowerMizzou.com, Gabe DeArmond. Gabe, really appreciate your time. What's the latest on Missouri's head coaching search?
Well, we've reached the point in the coaching search where we just kind of go, yeah, I don't know. Every day you kind of think, hey, this guy, like, I'm hearing a little bit more about him. Maybe that's going to happen. And then at some point you just understand, we don't really know what's going to happen. Especially with a situation where we don't know Jim Sterk that well. We don't really know who he knows. There's not a lot of, like, inner circle off the record with Jim Sterk or anything. So I think there's a decent chance, like, he ends up hiring a guy that just none of us had ever really thought about or put on a list or anything. We're kind of out there in no man's land right now. I mean, I think Brian Harsin is a definite candidate. I think they're going to talk to Lane Kiffin if they haven't already. I'm kind of hearing some other names, but honestly, those are the only two where I hear them and I say, yeah, that's a definite upgrade. A guy you can sell to your fans that's going to get them excited. A lot of the other names on that I've kind of heard about don't really do that. The only real news today is I was told by someone I definitely believe that Mike Norvell is not taking the Missouri job. That's not going to be a thing that happens. He's the Memphis coach. I wouldn't be surprised to see him at Florida State, but I don't think he's going to be at Missouri.
Gabe, did you get any reason on why Norvell wouldn't take the Missouri job? Because I think on a lot of Missouri fans' wish list, he was at the top of the list.
I don't know for sure. My guess is I know he was not real interested in Arkansas either. I think he might be down the road a little bit with Florida State. Like, I think there's a pretty good chance he's the next Florida State coach. So I don't know if it's just he already thinks he's getting Florida State or there was something about Missouri that wasn't appealing to him. I'm not sure.
Right now I'm talking to Gabe DeArmond for a few more minutes on the Missouri coaching search. Lane Kiffin is a very interesting name because I don't know if the resume is there from a wins perspective, but in terms of generating excitement for a program, that would be maybe the most exciting, realistic hire Missouri could make.
It would get people in the seats. Now, I think Kiffin is actually a better coach than he's gotten credit for. 3 years at Florida Atlantic, he's 25-13. He's won two division titles in CUSA. They'll play the CUSA title game this weekend against UAB. He was at Tennessee and USC. He won over 60% of his games. Now, Tennessee, he was 7-6, and at the time, that's a disappointment, right, in 2009. Well, there aren't a lot of people that have done better than that since then. And then at USC, he walked into a situation where they were on probation, couldn't play in the postseason, all sorts of scholarship restrictions. He had a 10-win season or two there, but then got fired at the airport five games into year five.
Brian Harsin, he's the coach at Boise State. I think the challenge that a lot of Missouri fans are going to struggle with maybe wrapping their head around if that's who they hire is, how much of it is him, how much of it is the program that Chris Peterson got started and has been on a roll, it feels like, for 15 years?
Yeah, I mean, Chris Peterson was the guy that took it to elite. They were building before that. I mean, Dan Hawkins was good there, didn't work out at Colorado. Dirk Koetter, way back when, kind of got it going. And I understand that, but at the same time, he's been there 6 years now. The only two coaches in the country who have been in a school 6 years or more and have a better winning percentage than him are Nick Saban and Dabo Sweeney. So, that's pretty good company. I don't care where you're at. Boise, they've gone out and beaten some big boys. Now, also he was at Texas for a little bit. He's got some other experience. I think he's got a really impressive resume. I think it would be maybe the most impressive, realistic hire Missouri could make.
Gabe, I understand that I'm asking you to look into a crystal ball. How long do you think this coaching search will take? At the end of it, ultimately, who do you think is the next head coach of Missouri?
The second question, I have no clue. I don't even know what to say at this point. But the first one, I think it wraps up sometime next week. Whether that's Monday or Friday, I'm not sure. But I think by the following weekend, Missouri has a coach in place. So I think the whole thing takes less than 2 weeks.
Last thing here, and I'll get you out of here. Where do you think the Missouri job ranks with the other openings that are not Florida State, especially the ones in the SEC? Arkansas probably has a better athletic department, but they're in the West. Ole Miss is probably a better football school than Missouri, but they're also in the West. Where do you think Missouri ranks right now in terms of the SEC coaching vacancies?
I think Ole Miss, Arkansas, and Missouri, it just depends on the guy you're talking to. Because I think Arkansas can pay more money. Ole Miss maybe can. I'm not sure what their financial situation is like. Arkansas has a little bit more of a rabid fan base, right? They have more history if you go back 60 years, but they're certainly not nearly as good. I think of those three teams, Missouri has two advantages. Number one, like you said, they're in the East. Number two, I mean, this is not a train wreck of a team, right? Arkansas fired their guy because they're historically awful. Ole Miss was 4-8 this year. They're not very good. Missouri, you know, beat them by, I forget, 11 points or something like that in Columbia. I mean, Missouri, you're 6-6. You were a bowl team the last 2 years. You would have been a bowl team this year. There is some talent on this roster, especially if you like especially if you like Sean Robinson or Connor Bazelak as a quarterback. So, you know, I think it's the best situation, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's the best job.
That is Gabe DeArmond with PowerMizzou.com. Gabe, I believe you guys are still running a deal on you guys' website. Tell people what it is.
Yeah, we are. There's banners all over the place. I think it's through tomorrow, but I'm going to say it's through today just to create some urgency. If you go out there, you're going to save 50% on your first year subscription. You also have the option of getting a gift card to get some Mizzou gear. So, you know, good deal. Good time to try it out. I hope, if nothing else, come for the comments on the message board, man. It's fun.
That is Gabe DeArmond. He is the editor of PowerMizzou.com. There is no better place than to get up-to-date information on the Missouri coaching search than PowerMizzou.com. Gabe, really appreciate it.
Have a good one. Thanks, Carrington.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.